Hey, this is James calling back from Local Splash. I'm just calling to let you know that the changes were now made to the call tracking numbers. So now they're set up as how we discussed.
Say again?
The call tracking numbers are now set up as how we mentioned a few minutes ago. I was just confirming with you that, to let you know that it's set up now.
It's set up? We set up like to where?
Yep. So Lake in the Hills, that one, we removed the call tracking number. So it's just going to the 847-504-6155. And then Elgin is going to, that receiving number, the 6155. And then Cary is going to that receiving number, the 6155.
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty. Yep. So everything is all good to go there.
How I can make it live now, the location?
Yep, let me take a look. So for excellent garage door, this one needs re-verification. So I see that it's live.
Well,
but,
which location? Which location is it? Elgin?
Actually, let me check here.
Because I put all excellent garage door, but I needed like with the location I can.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh, yeah, I see here that, yeah, so Cary, this is the...
Cary and Elgin needed like verified,
Let's see. Yeah, so I see Cary, Illinois. So the other two, Elgin and Lake in the Hills, those ones are being created right now. And then Cary, Illinois, this one needs the live video verification. So if you're ready right now with the information, I can get it started. Google, there will be a live Google agent who will want to see your work vehicle. They'll want to see business documentation. And then they'll want to see work tools and equipment.
Okay, I can give like everything. Like, when they have business license, what else?
Yep. So on the video, they'll ask for like a business license or a business registration. They may ask to see a business card or an invoice. Those sometimes are optional, but they'll definitely need the business registration or business license. They'll want to see your work vehicle, and they'll want you to turn it on. And then they'll just want to see some tools and equipment. So if you have that ready,
what
now,
about the location? Want to see the location as well or no?
Since the address is hidden, they won't need to see the location.
Okay, but what about later on? Can you make it on that one?
Oh, so I see that the address 908 Spring Beach Way, let's see here. Is that a residential home or is that like a storefront?
I mean, it's like a store. I mean, residential, but also I sell it from there as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So for the live video verification, since there will be like an actual person, looking at it, if it's like a storefront, they'll want to see signage. Like in front of the building, with the business name, and then they'll want to see like an a waiting room, and then like an office area. The other option is if you wanted to just do the regular video again rather than the live video, that's reviewed by Google's automated systems, not a real person. So that that could also be an option. But with the live video, if it's a home, it's usually better to hide the address. Because they usually give troubles with that, unless you have the signage, an office area, and an area.
Okay, customers. But let's get verified first. Let's get verified. We can hide in the addresses, but you can show like Cary, can show like first page or no?
Yeah, yeah. So you could still show up on the first page, you know, without having the address. Yeah, that part's just optional, if, you know, if you want to have it shown or if you want to hide it.
Okay, let's hide it then. Let's hide it and let's make it like verified. We can make it like appointment, and I can show like the license, everything I can show to them.
Yeah. So we could get it started now if you'd like, or if you need some time to prepare it, you can always give us a call, you know, at any point, and then we can start it when you're ready.
You know what? I'll be ready very, right now here is around 2:00.
Right,
what about 4:00 in my time?
Let's see. Are you in Central Time?
Chicago. I'm not sure like what.
So I think Chicago, let me see.
It's Central, I think so. Right now it's 2:00 here, 1:44, 1:45 is it.
Okay, so it's 1:44. So we do close at, let me see what that translates to Central Time. We close at 6 Central Time. So as long as it's before that time, you know, we're good to proceed.
Okay, yeah, 4:00, then good, but you can meet time. Go ahead and hide in the addresses to Spring Beach, to Cary, and to Littleton. You see?
Yep. Yep, so we'll hide the address for them. Yeah, I see that the other ones will be hidden too. So, yeah, the other two locations are still being created. And the Cary one, that's the one that needs the re-verification. So yeah, just give us a call once you're ready, and then we can get it started for you.
Okay, please enter your mail address. Okay. I see here. Okay. Okay, sounds good. Let's do it that way then. You think it's better? You think it's better can hide the addresses?
Yeah, I would say it's better to hide the address, especially if we're doing the live video, because during the live video verification, they're a bit more stricter, because, you know, it's an actual human that's, it'll be on Google Meet, so you'll want to make sure to download Google Meet on your phone, beforehand.
I have a Google Meet, and I have a question. In the future, if I want, I can put the addresses. They can ask him again for verified or no?
Yes. So in the future, if you want to show your address, there's a very high chance that they'll ask for verification again.
Can ask for verification again, huh?
Yeah, there's a high chance. So when changing information like a phone number or the business name or the address, like if you're showing an address, those are big factors that Google, you know, may ask for verification again in the future if those are changed.
I see.
But yeah, as mentioned though, if you did want to try the, you know, showing the address, they would just need to see signage, an area for customers to enter, and an office room. So that's what they would look for on the meeting.
Okay. For the address, for show the address, right?
Yep, correct. Yeah, if you show the address.
Okay, what about I have, can I create another location? I have, because in that what I run right now, the business, I run from Elk Grove Village. You understand?
Elk Grove Village.
Yes. And yeah. Then also I can put tracking number. Can you create like there another location? And then I can you.
So you'd like a fourth location?
Fourth location, yes. Because in that area, it's a lot of commercial jobs, you know. And right there, I have like a physical address and I selling from there. And that one is real location. It's not like, that one is real location. my office, my product, my everything, you know what I mean? Everything, whatever I need. If I make like live video, I think, you know what I mean? I can pass it because I have everything there, computers, workers, you know what I mean? Yeah. I have everything there.
Yeah, so I'll inform the team to get start, you know, to do what they need to do for that new location. So they'll probably give you a call back here for that. The fourth location, I'm sorry, what's the name of that that area?
Elgrove Village.
Elgrove Village. Oh, Elgrove, yeah. So I'll go ahead and add that in the notes here, and then I'll reach out to the team. That way they can do what's needed for that that new location.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is James.
James. James, I can call you. I can call you again, and I want to talk with you because I see you're very professional about GMB for Google My Business. You know, I see you know everything, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I handle a lot of the Google-related tickets and situations for the business profiles. So yeah, if you ask for James, I'm the only James at Local Splash. So that's how to speak with me.
James, one more question. With hiding location, still can show like in three places, in the first three places. You understand? You can make it.
Yeah, so you can still make it to the top, you know, ranking. Showing your address does help on Google in terms of ranking, but you can still show on the first page with a hidden address. It's just showing the address does help it a little bit faster. So that is something to keep in mind.
Always help a little bit faster, huh?
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, showing the address, because Google prefers when the address is shown, and, you know, they prefer storefronts. But you could still make it to the first page, you know, with a hidden address. It's just showing the address does help.
I see. Because I want to show the addresses. When I make the show the address, I can. Okay, you know what? Let's do it hiding. Let's do it hiding. It's okay, man. Let's do it hiding.
Yeah. We can always change as well.
Yeah, I need it, like, verified as soon as possible for Smith.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll have the team reach out in regards to the Elk Grove and get that started for you.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Go ahead and hide in the address and this, like, needed verified, like, in Elk Grove, not in, in Elgin and Cary.
Okay. Yep, so Elgin and Cary, you want to hide the address for. And then what about the Lake in the Hills?
No. Lake in the Hills, keep it, like, over this life. Lake in the Hills, over this life. All it is verified.
Oh,
you see? No need of verification.
Let me check here.
Can you send me, like, a Google Meeting? Google link. Let me share my screen. I won't show you.
Sure. Well, because I see here the there's the business profile with the 27 reviews. So that one with 27 reviews. Is that one the Lake in the Hills, or is that one Cary?
Okay. 27 reviews is Cary. 27 reviews, I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's your phone number? What's the text phone number I can send it to you? This 847-635-6225. Can you see it?
When it comes through.
Okay. See, like, I just send you one photo. Can you see it?
Yep. Let me refresh it here. Yeah, I see the image that you sent in.
Okay. You see, excellent garage door, 694 Littleton Trail, Elgin. This needed verified. You get verification with the video they asked me. You have different way can make, like, get verification this one?
Oh, okay. So you have an existing one. I see that. So you have, yeah, I see that here. So you can add us to that. That way we can also take a look into that.
Okay, because, and now we have another excellent garage in Kieri, Spring Beach. Same thing, like needed verification. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, and I see Lake in the Hills is verified. Yeah, so I see that now.
And I do not touch it. Do not hide in the edge, the addresses in the Lake in the Hills. You understand? Keep it, Lake in the Hills, keep it exactly same how is
oh,
it.
Keep it the same. Got it. So I'll fix that here. So we'll keep that. Alrighty. So the address will continue to show for Lake in the Hills. So we'll keep that as is.
As is, yes. Keep it as is because always verify that when I don't need it, like I can do verification. Right now, these two need a verification. And can you make verification with no video? Can you verify with no video? Have a different option?
So sometimes. It depends on what option they make it available. So with video verification, if there's issues, when we tell Google that there's issues, they make the live video verification available. Sometimes when we make, a new profile, they may ask for phone verification, but those ones usually go to suspended status. So video verification and live video verification are the most successful ones that, end up working for them.
Okay.
These two other, if you can add us to the Elgin and Lake in the Hills, it'll be linked up with our back office here.
Elgin and who? Elgin and what?
And Lake in the Hills.
Lake in the Hills, what is verified?
Oh, yeah, but for us to have access, because I see here, that there's Lake in the Hills, so we don't have access to that.
To Lake in the Hills?
Any optimizations. Yeah.
Okay. What I have to make, I think I give you a verification. You have, like, in Lake in the Hills, you have Kier, and you have it in Elgin. You have a three location. You have, I make you a lake manager. Can you share my screen? Just send me the Google Meeting, please,
yeah.
Man, for me.
Yeah, sure thing. Let me get this created for you, Google Meet. Yeah, because I only see that we have access to the Kerry location. I don't see the other ones. Start an instant meeting. All right, I'll send you the meeting by text message.
Yeah, please.
And then I'll just keep myself on mute since we're on the phone already on here.
Okay, can you see, like, my screen?
Let me see. I don't see anything yet. Yep, hello, can you hear me? Oh, hello. Yeah, I can hear you now.